Mr. Khaled El Tawil, Chairperson of the Committee on Commodity Problems, Mr. Alan Wolf, Deputy Director General of World Trade Organization, Mr. Boubacar Ben Benhassin, Director of Trade and Market Division of FAO, ambassadors present here, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, let me start by commending the Committee on Commodity Problems for organizing this event. The 23rd Agenda recognized trade as a key element for the achievement of many of the Sustainable Development Goals. It is especially important for SDG number 2 on eradicating hunger and all forms of malnutrition, and also on promoting sustainable production and consumption, as says the SDG number 12. In fact, trade plays an increasing role in meeting the growing demand of food deficit countries, especially in the context of conflict and climate change that we face today. I would like to mention three important aspects to leverage the contributions of trade for sustainable development. The first one is that countries should prioritize global agreements. We are seeing more and more a proliferation of bilateral and regional trade instruments in detriment of global agreements. It's crucial that bilateral and regional accords seek to complement and not to substitute multilateral agreements. This is the best way for all countries to benefit from the opportunities that arise from trade. Multilateral agreements in the WTO framework are at the heart of this debate, such as the agreement on agriculture, the agreement on sanitary and phytosanitary measures, the agreement on technical barriers to trade, and most recently, the trade facilitation agreement. All these agreements set out rules that have direct impact for food security and nutrition, both at country and global level. At the next WTO ministerial conference in Buenos Aires next December, we should aim to produce an outcome that will be a step closer towards an inclusive, balanced, and equitable global trading system. The second aspect that I would like to highlight today is that most of the 850 million people that suffer from hunger last year are smallholders and family farmers, most from developing countries. Furthermore, studies show that family farms produce about 80% of the world's food production. These people cannot be forgot. These people cannot be left behind. Export subsidies, for instance, and particularly harmful to family farms of developing countries, as they face difficult conditions to compete with producers from developed countries that benefit from export subsidies. We have to put in place policy and rules that avoid trade distorting effects that may harm smallholder and poor family farms. My third point is about the importance of the standards and food safety for setting scientific-based trade rules. If every government applies different food standards, trade would be much more costly and much more difficult to ensure that food is safe and meets the expectation of consumers. Food safety is fundamental for the healthy food system and for the eradication of all forms of malnutrition, as says the SDG number 2. Let's say loud and clear, there is no food security without food safety. Last July, I met the WTO Director General, Roberto Azevedo, in Geneva. We launched together a publication called Trade and Food Standards. I think all of you already know it. This publication aims to raise awareness and also enhance the capacity of countries to adopt the standards of Codex Alimentarius. Codex is one of the most important things that we do in FAO. Ladies and gentlemen, FAO and WTO are working together in many fronts. One of them is the framework of the G20 Agriculture Market Information System, AMIS. FAO has kindly agreed to host next AMIS Information Group meeting, which will be held next November 30, just a couple of weeks more. WTO also accept FAO invitation to contribute to the next edition of the SOCO, that is our State of Agriculture Commodity Market, which will be launched next year by September. Furthermore, the two organizations are discussing how can better assist its members in the implementation of the Nairobi agreements on agriculture, particularly on cotton, and issues related to the least developed countries. Let me also mention that FAO experts in fisheries is currently seconded to work to WTO to help on this negotiation on fishery subsidies that will be one of the main subjects in Buenos Aires. We have to ensure long-term sustainability of fish supplies without distorting production or trade. In this regard, we cannot forget that FAO Port State Measurement Agreement to tackle illegal, unregulated, and unreported fishing is also important. PSMA has now 47 parties plus the European Union representing its 28 members. So we have now 75 countries on board. But we need more, many more. We need all countries, in fact, to be part of PSMA. This is the way the agreement can be highly effective in all regions. If the country is part of PSMA, but its neighbor is not, vessels will continue to find places to disembark their illegal catch. To conclude, I would like to thank the presence of the WTO representatives that will be our panelists today, particularly the presence of Dr. Wolf. He has been recently appointed deputy of WTO and found time to come to visit us. We thank you very much for your presence. I thank you all for your presence and support to this meeting. Thank you.